The Ghana Broadcasting Corporation has launched a 60-day media campaign on Ebola and cholera. The program, dubbed GBC Ebola and Cholera Response Project, is in collaboration with PZ Cousins Company Limited with assistance from the Ghana Medical Association. Launching the project, the Deputy Director General of the Corporation, Mrs. Francisca Shito Dunton, said GBC will use its platforms, that is TV, radio and online, to write tips on cholera, which is on the rise, and Ebola. Listeners will be quizzed on Friday and winners rewarded with products from PZ Company Limited.
Basically, it's a 60-day campaign, and every day we will provide tips on cholera and Ebola. So we are urging listeners and viewers to listen, because this is going to be on TV, radio and online. That is gbcghana.com. So you listen to those tips, and on Friday we are going to test your knowledge about Ebola and cholera through a quiz program. Yes, and the winners of the program are going to get products including detergents, soap, sanitizers from PZEC. So we are urging all to be glued to their sets, whether it be TV, radio or the computer.
So the launch, then
GBC, as the public service broadcaster, is taking the lead in the efforts to ensure that Ebola does not ravage our country, neither should cholera ravage our country. And so on that note, I duly declare GBC's response to Ebola and cholera duly launched.
The president of the Ghana Medical Association, Dr. Kwabena Okpokwe-Edise, lauded the initiative and called for more public education to avoid preventable diseases.
Ebola can simulate any other case. It could be like typhoid, malaria, or ordinary cholera. So yes, so health workers will panic when they don't have the information. Other people will panic. They did a small sample in, I think, Kumasi. They asked people what causes Ebola. Somebody says walking barefoot in sand can cause Ebola. So people don't have the information. And then the public, what I was happy about was that when we see there's homo and nobody must play loud music, we obey. In Ashanti region, when the Otunfo said no funerals for 2-3 months, we obeyed. So the preventive practices that will help us avert Ebola, we must obey. And then the unhygiene nature that we live in, we must obey. That's why we call on all and everybody, the district assemblies, municipal assemblies, and all civil society, that we must locate in ourselves good hygiene. In the whole Africa, we are 4th-dirtiest country. This one came from the regional minister, not myself. So we need to do more. We need to educate Ghanaians to prevent the outbreak of certain diseases that are preventable.
The business unit director of PZ, David Akologo, speaks about the format of the program.
We are in for the long haul. The deputy director general has said it's 60 days, which is...
the president of the Ghana Medical Association is saying there should be more than 60
fantastic.
Days.
Fantastic. 60 days to start.
Okay. Forever.
And we are saying we are ready to go along with GBC for the long haul. And the approach, which Monday there would be some doctor or a seasonal doctor from the GMA who would present on certain things regarding these two ailments. And then on Friday, there will be some questions that will be asked regarding the talk that was done on the Monday. And 10 people who have answered the questions correctly would get hampers from PZ Cousins, which is Camel and Kerrick. So this is our widow's mite to support this campaign.
That was the business unit director of PZ, David Akologo.